Now to introduce our new inductees. Our first inductee is Jim Holton, builder, hockey. Jim is represented tonight by two members of his family, his brother Brian Holton and his mom Julia Holton. Proud of his Wolf Island roots, Jim Holton continues to build on an impressive resume as a coach and leader at every level of the game. In a career spanning over 25 years, he is among an elite group of coaches who have coached over 1,000 games in the Canadian Hockey League. He was recognized as a CHL Coach of the Year in 2022. He's twice been Coach of the Year in the Quebec Junior Hockey League, as well as General Manager of the Year. He's currently in his 10th year as the coach and GM of the Charlottetown Islanders of the Quebec League, and previously coached for 10 years in the Ontario Hockey League. With Hockey Canada, Jim's been an assistant coach for Canada's World Junior team on three occasions, including the 2005 gold medal winning team. Locally, he's coached the Kingston Voyageurs, the Kingston Frontenacs, and the RMC Paladins. In addition to his work in junior hockey, Jim spent 3 years in the National Hockey League as an assistant coach with the Florida Panthers. Always willing to share his knowledge with young players and young coaches, he's regarded by his peers as one of the best junior hockey coaches in all of Canada. Welcome Jim Holton to the Kingston District Sports Hall of Fame. Victor Mendez, builder, soccer. Born in Portugal, Victor's called Kingston home since 1972. He was a standout multi-sport athlete at Regiopolis. His passion for soccer was sparked at the high school level when he was named the senior soccer MVP. His soccer career flourished at St. Lawrence College. He was a two-time Ontario first-team All-Star. He won two Ontario scoring titles and was twice named team MVP. He also led all Canadian colleges in scoring in one season and was tied for the lead in the other. In 1999, he was named the varsity soccer coach at RMC. There, he built an international reputation as a video analyst, working with the Canadian men's national soccer team for more than a decade. He also supported teams in the National Soccer League and with a professional team in Italy, providing expertise with analytics and scouting. With a vision to grow the game locally, Victor brought national team players to Kingston to provide free player clinics. He organized summer soccer camps through RMC and coaching the coaches events at the college. As both a player and a coach, Victor has made a lasting contribution to Kingston soccer. Victor Mendez. Pat O'Brien, athlete, auto racing. He comes from a racing family, and Flyin' Pat O'Brien was a fixture on dirt racing tracks on both sides of the border for over 30 years, beginning in the mid-1980s. His career numbers are among the very best in dirt racing. 176 career victories, 22 track championships. At the Can-Am Speedway, he was a 10-time champion and still holds the track record with 73 feature wins. He's a 5-time champion in Brockville and a 4-time champion in Cornwall. In 2018, he was inducted into the Brockville Speedway Racing Hall of Fame. His greatest accomplishment, though, was winning the coveted Mr. Dirt 358 Modified Series Championship on four occasions, competing against and beating the best full-time racing teams that were among the very elite in the sport. In 2019, Pat became just the fourth Canadian driver to be inducted into the Northeast Modified Dirt Racing Hall of Fame. A true ambassador for Kingston and a champion on the dirt racing circuit, Pat O'Brien. Randy Stewart, builder, hockey. Randy dedicated over three decades to coaching hockey in Kingston, mentoring hundreds of young people. He coached over 1,000 games in the Kingston Township Minor Hockey Association, which is a remarkable milestone in minor hockey. In addition to his coaching, he planned and coordinated international travel for his teams. He took his players to places like Finland, Stockholm, and Leningrad to play in hockey tournaments, creating a lifetime of memories for those players. They also traveled right across Canada, from BC to Nova Scotia. In addition to his years coaching minor hockey, Randy coached the Ernestown Jets Junior C team for 5 seasons. He's been recognized and honored for his coaching by the province of Ontario, the former Kingston Township, and received a Sports Builder Award from the Kiwanis Club of Kingston. For his coaching excellence and decades of dedication to the game, Randy Stewart enters the Kingston District Sports Hall of Fame. Kenneth Thompson, builder, curling. Born in Ottawa, Ken Thompson's been a full-time resident of Kingston since 1994. An accomplished curler himself, he won the Ontario Silver Tankard Double Rink Competition in 1972. For the past 2 decades, he's embraced the role of organizing and bringing successful bid teams for Kingston to bring curling's most prestigious events to our limestone city. Topping the list, Kingston hosted the Tim Hortons Brier in 2020 and the Scotties Tournament of Hearts in 2013, the 2 biggest events in Canada. Thanks to his leadership and his incredible group of volunteers, Kingston's also hosted the Ontario Masters, the Canadian Open Grand Slam of Curling, and the Travelers Canadian Club Championships. Ken was recognized by Curling Canada in 2023 with the Ray Kingsmith Award for his commitment to the sport of curling. In 2016, the Ontario Curling Hall of Fame presented him with a Lifetime Achievement Award. He's been a dedicated curling volunteer for over 50 years and twice has been recognized by Rotary International with a Paul Harris Fellow Award as a community builder. Ken Thompson. Simon Whitfield, athlete, triathlon, represented tonight by Lori Brown. One of Kingston's most dedicated and decorated athletes, Simon Whitfield began his running career in Kingston, competing in cross-country and distance running at Sydenham Public School and KCVI. He entered his first triathlon at the age of 12, a Kids for Steel event at Charbot Lake. At age 17, Simon moved to Australia to attend school and to focus on his training. That commitment earned him a spot on the Canadian national team in 1996. And within 2 years, he would win his first of 12 national championships. Simon competed in 4 Olympic Games. His greatest moment came in the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, where he had a remarkable finish to capture gold in the first Olympic triathlon. That gold medal sparked tremendous interest in the sport right across Canada. 8 years later in Beijing, he won an Olympic silver medal. He's also medaled at the Commonwealth Games and the Pan Am Games. During his 16-year competitive career, he won 14 World Cup events and was inducted into the International Triathlon Union Hall of Fame. He's also a member of the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame and the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame. Tonight, Simon Whitfield is being recognized in his hometown of Kingston as the newest member of the Kingston District Sports Hall of Fame.